弟兄姐妹们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我感谢主，在主面前，我们有些交通的机会。
Thank the Lord for giving us some time to share.
那我们想在开始前，我们有些祷告。
So before we start, let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
其实我们感谢你，让我们在主面前，我们能够因着你的话，我们彼此有一些交通。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for that you gather us before your word that we may fellowship.
主耶稣，真的是今天早上借着你的话，主真的是你将世人智慧启示灵赐给我们，让我们能够认识主。
And to this morning before your word, may you give us a spirit of revelation.
主耶稣，求主今天早上与我们弟兄姐妹们丰富的同在。
This morning, may you be with all of us.
主耶稣，我们实在知道，主我们因着有你在我们当中，所以说我们的聚集才有意义。
Lord, for because we know that you're amongst us, and therefore our gathering has a purpose.
但愿主真的是你今天主真的是记得我与我们同在，所以说你将你的丰富主你的智慧都赐给我们。
And Lord, today as we gather before you, may you give us your abundance and give us your wisdom.
感谢主，我们将祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank the Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.好，那我今天跟弟兄姐妹想要分享是受浸。
So today the topic of my message is baptism.
然后我想我们弟兄姐妹，我在这边已经信主了，弟兄姐妹基本上都已经受浸归主名下。
I think many of us who are who have come to know Him, who have come to trust Him, have already been baptized.
但是我想在受浸的意义上，那圣经上不仅仅好像只让我们知道某一方面，圣经在受浸这方面。跟我们讲了好几段话。
So in regards to the actual concept of baptism, the Bible didn't merely reveal to us in one particular aspect, but was very holistic in its view.
那就像我们刚才弟兄祷告，受浸好像对我们来讲好像有蛮熟悉的，但是事实上，也有它更丰富的意义在里面。
So the baptism, as our brother prayed, that is very familiar and common to us.But yet, it has a much deeper meaning.
那我们第一段圣经，我们请看。我想我们圣经就是一段段看。我们第一段，请看马太福音最后一章二十八章。
So the let's take a look at first at Matthew's chapter 28.
十九到十八到二十节。
18 to 20.
我念我先念中文，然后弟兄念英文。耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下。”地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority have been given to me in heaven and on earth."
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
那在中文这边有一段小字啊，他这边特别讲说，给他们施洗归于圣父、圣子、圣灵的名。
And in the Chinese, in the English here, it says that it's baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 然后凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
所以我们从这边可以看到，我们当我们信主以后，主自己亲自的吩咐，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，然后奉。父子圣名给他们施洗，这是主耶稣的一个吩咐。
So after trusted in Him, the commandment that Jesus gave to the disciples is go, therefore make disciples of all the nations and baptize them.
而且呢，在二十节，当然我看见的话，就是说，凡我所吩咐你们，都教训他们遵守。
And also to teach them to observe all that I commanded you.
因此呢，我们受浸呢，事实上是一个在。属灵生命中其实是一个开始，而不是一个结束。
So in regards to baptism, it is merely beginning of our spiritual life, not the end.
因为我想在我刚开始我先讲先就是我想分享一下，就是我们讲受浸哈，一开始我想有很多的朋友们或是还没信主朋友或是已经信主了，但对受浸一开始都好像有自己的观念。
So to the friends or even those who are just recently baptized, perhaps you have your own thoughts regards to baptism.
第一个常常他们讲就是受浸就是一个仪式嘛。
To many, first foremost is that baptism is a ceremony.
对，看起来是外面看起来好像是一个仪式。
Externally, outwardly appears to be a ceremony.
但事实上，在受浸这件事情上，有它很深的属灵的意义。
But in regards to baptism, it has deep spiritual meaning.
因为老实讲，我们的主耶稣不会让我们做一个很无聊的事情的。
So our Lord Jesus will not cause us to do something without a meaning.
每一件事情在主面前都有它属灵的意义在。
Everything before our Lord is purposeful.
有人认为说，我刚刚提，有人认为说，反正受浸就是我们信主的受浸，那我就好像毕业了。
So to many people, they say that, well, I've been baptized and therefore I'm sort of graduated.
那我们可能就觉得，既然受洗了，既然信主也受浸了，那我就差不多拿到门票，我就可以不来了。
So, you know, now that I've been baptized and graduated, I got the ticket, I don't need to come here anymore.
其实我真的，因为我想弟兄姐妹大家知道，我大部分在受浸班有服侍，我真的看过有这样的我们还是称他弟兄姐妹，真的看到这样的弟兄姐妹，就是受完浸人就不见了。
So I serve in the baptismal class, and I've seen this in the past where brothers and sisters.Disappeared after being baptized.
因为我们实在知道说，但是我们从主的话，这是马太福音二十八章，这是主耶稣基督自己讲的。哦，这是受浸之后，我们要常常，凡我吩咐你们都教训他们遵守，这是主的话。所以说，我们受浸事实上是一个开始。
So in our Lord Jesus, His own words is teaching them to observe all that command.
是一个我们属灵生命往前走的一个起步。
It is a beginning. It is a starting point of our spiritual walk.
那第三个是有一点比较常常也是有些人比较混淆，他们常觉得说你们你只要受浸完你就得救了。
So to some people, they struggle a little bit with this. Is that after you've been baptized, they feel that you're saved.
但是圣经话是说信而受浸就必得救。
And but it says that unless you believe, you will not be saved.
所以说，在受浸这件事情上，信是它的根基。
So faith and to believe is the foundation of baptism.
我们必须有信来到主面前，相信主，我们才能受浸。
We must have faith before Him and before we're baptized.
那我记得我遇过这样的例子就是有弟兄姐妹，他信主了，他已经受浸。
And there we have past examples where brothers and sisters they believe and they were baptized.
那有一两次以上，就是那他的配偶就是他的先生或他的妻子，也想跟你一起受洗。
And there were times where the spouse also wanted to be baptized.
那我问他你信主了吗
？And so we asked, do you believe?
他说没有，不过我老公受浸我也跟着一起洗好了。
And but they would reply saying that, well, no, but my spouse is getting baptized and therefore.
我想这弟兄姐妹一听就知道，这不合主的嘛，因为主说信而受洗。
And so obviously this is not according to what our Lord has taught, and you must believe first before baptism.
如果没有信在里面的话，我们受浸对我们来讲是没有意义的。
If there is no faith, there is no belief, then this baptism is meaningless.
不仅仅教会弟兄姐妹不会帮你受浸，我想你就算你跑去受浸了，在神面前也没有任何意义，就好像洗个澡一样。
Even if the brothers and sisters at church, even though brothers and sisters church wouldn't baptize you, even if you were to do it, before God, this has no meaning.
所以呢，这是我想，这是一开始就是跟弟兄讲一下关于这是在受浸上有一些的混淆。那我想往下我主要讲三个点。
So moving forward, I want to bring up three points.
那第一点，我想弟兄姐比较熟悉，就是讲到说受浸义。第一个就是受浸是我们在主面前的一个见证。
And so one is we're fairly familiar with is that it is a testimony before God.
那见证我们这个人是在主面前接受主、承认主的名的的一个一个表现。
So it is a testimony, is an action where we proclaim our belief in Him and our acceptance of Him.
所以说我们在我们教会受浸的话，弟兄姐妹知道我们必须每一个因为我们还没那么弟兄姐还没那么多，所以我们还是有可以让每个弟兄姐一个一个来到神面前，来到弟兄姐妹面前，能够讲他受洗的见证。
So as you notice that for our baptism, we ask the brothers and sisters to come up to here and to share.
那见证是什么意思
What is the meaning of testimony?
那见证我想那个 这次我们在我们去参加过，上礼拜有很多弟兄姐妹分享，上次参加在 Richmond 的聚会。
So last week, many brothers and sisters shared about their experience at Richmond.
我觉得有一个弟兄他分享哈，他说见证啊，我们必须知道说见证是什么意思。
So one brother shared mentioned that wants to know what it means to testify.
他讲说啊，当我们在，譬如说你在路上，你遇到一件那个，譬如说抢劫好。
So while you're walking on the way, for example, you're met by a robbery.
那你是看见了。
And you saw that happen.
你可以当一个见证人。
You can be a witness to the crime.
那如果警察找你去，你可以当见证。
So if the police ask you, you can go ahead and testify.
这在法律上，在人的法律上，这是可以，这是合乎一个见证人的。
So this is something that is according to the law.
但是我们在信主耶稣基督身上要比这个更多。
But regards to us and before the Lord, there's more.
这个见证事实上是不仅仅是你有看见而且在你的生命中对你的生命有极深的影响。
So for us, it's not only are you a witness to this, but also this must have a tremendous impact in your life.
就是说，相信主的血洗净我们人一切的罪。
In other words, to trust and to believe that His blood cleanses us.
也把主耶稣基督接到我们这个人里面来。
And to receive Him into our heart.
而且我们这个人愿意站出来讲述神在我身上所成就的。我们这个人原本是一个有罪的人，因着主耶稣基督救赎，成为一个有神生命的一个人。
And but also to stand out and to proclaim that He has saved us, we who are sinners.
所以这个见证是超乎在一般我们人的法律上之上的。
So this is something that far expects is far more has a bigger requirement than what is required by the law.
这个见证呢，在我们身上是一直有这样的影响，从我们开始信主一直到我们见主面。这个见证在我们身上是有影响力的。
And this testimony has a continual impact in our lives from the day we're baptized all the way onward.
你就发现到就是我们弟兄也提到说，就好像你发现到在那个约翰福音的时候。
Just as our brother also shared that in Gospel of John.
在约翰福音的时候，你会发觉说，约翰福音从头到尾，你找那个作者，你又找不到。
So if you look in the Gospel of John from the beginning till the end, you will not be able to find the author of the book.
因为约翰福音是来彰显主耶稣基督的。
The Gospel of John is to proclaim His glory.
所以呢，人在福音书里面的那个重要性就不大。
So the role of man in that book is very small.
所以我们知道约翰福音是约翰写，但是约翰在里面只讲说主所爱的那门徒。
So we know that the Gospel of John is written by John, but he often refers to himself as the disciple whom he loves.
那我们读才知道，那是约翰。
And as we read it, we find that it is John.
但是呢，你在我们知道他在启示录也是使徒约翰写的。
We know that Revelation is also written by John.
但是我们刚才弟兄读了启示录一点点。你刚读启示录第一章，约翰就把他名字写出来。
If you read Revelation, the first chapter, he mentions him.
因为呢，启示录是一个见证，见证他看到那位主。
Because Revelation is a testimony, it testifies that he has seen the Lord.
所以呢，约翰在启示录里面一开始就把他的名字提了好几次。
So in the beginning, John mentions his name several times.
因此呢，见证在第一个我们在受浸的意义里面，第一个就是见证。
So the first aspect of baptism is to testify.
见证神在我们这个人身上所做的。
To testify that what He has accomplished in our life.
见证神的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
To testify that His blood, precious blood, has cleansed us of our sins.
见证我们这个人因着相信主耶稣基督，神的生命进入我们里面来。
And to testify that because our belief in Him, He has entered into us.
这也就好像在那个你知道在罗马书的第一前五章啊，有讲到说有关于罪啊，就是主耶稣基督在十字架上的第一个工作就是主的血洗净我们的罪。
And so the first work that Jesus completed on the cross was that His blood cleanse us of our sins.
主的血洗净我们一切的罪。
His blood cleanses all sins.
让我们这个人成为在主面前称为一个称义的人。
So that we can be called righteous before Him.
我们因着主耶稣基督血能够称义。
And by His blood we can be called righteous.
所以呢，主耶稣基督在前五章呢，就代表就是主代替我们死。
And so He died in for us. He became a substitute for us.
因他代我们死，让我们能够在主面前能够成为因他的血，我们在他面前能够成为一个称义的人。So
he died on our behalf so that we may be justified by his blood.
所以称义是在什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be justified?
称义， 我想最简单的意思啊，就是在主面前是一个对的人。
So simply put, to be justified is to be correct before Him.
就是我们能够在主面前，神来看是一个对的人。
So to stand before, as we stand before Him, when He looks upon us, we are right.
但是我想受浸呢，我们常常弟兄姐妹，包括以前一样，我们的受浸呢，我们常常好像就停在这个地方。And
it seems that often our baptism stops here.
因为我们的祷告。 我们的也许有许多的分享，我们通常都停留在这个阶段。Oftentimes
it seems that our prayers and our sharings it stops at this point.
因为感谢主耶稣的血洗净我们罪。Thank
the Lord that His blood has cleansed us of our sins.
让我们感谢主给我们恩典。And
thank Him for giving us grace.
给我们怜悯。And
give us blessing.
给我们慈爱。And
love.
给我们一切的一切。
And for giving us everything.
保守我们在, 凡事上, 我们工作上, 我们在家庭上, 我们一切都求主保带领。
And for keeping us in our family, our work, and so forth, every aspect.
我想这是对的啊。
I think it is correct.
但是主不希望我们只停留在这个阶段。
But the Lord does not want us to merely stop here.
因为, 你如果读圣经的话, 我想至少, 在主面前默想, 至少有两个例子, 你会看到主, 不需要我们只停留在一个原本好像一个很舒适，我们得救了，主的爱带领我们，主的慈爱带领我们，但是主要继续带领往前走。So we see
examples in the Bible where the Lord does not want us to merely stop here, but He wants His love and His grace to lead us forward.
你看在出埃及记的时候，他要讲到说，当神带领百姓出埃及以后呢，他停到一个地方叫以琳。
So when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, they stopped at this place.
因为你知道它有那个有水泉啊，有树啊，因为在旷野嘛，很热，然后水又少。And
so at that place there was there's tree and there were springs of water because in the wilderness there are very few places where there's water.
如果到那地方，大家觉得不错，就停到那个地方。So
they felt that it was good and they stopped in this place.
但是你要知道，我们读圣经知道你在。 神带领以色列百姓出埃及，他一共停留了从出埃及直到进入迦南，他一共42站。So
from Egypt all the way into the land of Canaan, they stop in 42 different places.
那以琳事实上是在很前面的地方。I
think Elam is the first place that they stopped by.
On the refuge, 就是在他很前面的地方，而不是在很后面的地方。
It is towards the first few places, not towards the end.
那神的心意是要带领百姓继续往前走。But
God's desire was to continue to lead the people forward.
事实上，以琳还没有到西乃山，连神的话语都还没搬入下来。所以说，神的心意事实上是要带领百姓继续往前的。So
this was even before that they reached Mount Sinai, and the Lord's desire to lead them forward.
你知道我们那个百姓在红。
And so when they passing through the Red Sea symbolizes our baptism.
但是我们基督徒，我们弟兄姐妹，包括我自己哦，就常常带一个点，哎，觉得这个地方蛮舒服的，神的恩典很丰富，神的带领很丰富。So
oftentimes we would come to a place where we feel that it is comfortable here, and therefore
那我们就常常停到那里。And
therefore let us stay in this place.
那其实神的心意不是这样，神的心意要继续带领弟兄姐妹往前走。But
His will is not so, but He desires to lead us forward.
那第二个，我想，在神的心意里面能够，不仅仅是这样的话，就是在诗篇，比较熟悉就诗篇23篇。So
the second place is in Psalm 23.
诗篇23篇你会看到说，神领我们带领到。 清扫地上，领我们到可安歇的水边。So
He leads us to green pastures, and He leads us to springs of water.
但是你会发现到，其实神在往下走，他说， 你要为我因为我的名引导你们走义路。
And so if you continue on, it says for my name's sake that you shall walk on the path, righteous path.
Yeah, 圣经讲说
path of righteousness.
为我的名自己的名引导我走义路。
And for his name, he restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
可安歇水边在第二节啊。
So this is Psalm 23 chapter 3.
然后在主耶稣就让我们往走的第三节走。
So verse 2 talks about lying down green pastures, but verse 3 talks about moving forward.
然后第四节甚至大家看到可能都有点害怕，第四节讲说，我们要虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也怕遭害。
So verse 4 says that even though we may pass through the shadow of death, where we fear.
但是我们不用不要害怕，因为主与我们同在。这边讲，因为与我同在，你的杖，你安都安稳。
And because we need not fear because his rod and staff is
而且不仅如此啊，主带领我们的带领不仅仅是让我们只是停在水岸歇水边，主带领我们到一个地步。那在23章中看到，而且是有征战啊，因为在第五节有讲到说，你在我敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
So not only does he lead us to green pastures and place of rest, but there is a struggle, and we see in verse 5 where he placed a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
所以呢？受尽还有另外意义，就是，走，主带我们走的那条道路。
So to be baptized is another meaning of it is that the Lord is leading us upon this path.
那我想这要念一段圣经，我们看在罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
第六章。第三节，我们第三节到第十三节。
Verse 3 to 13.
好，这边我们一起，请大家就是要我们请大家看，然后我们一起来念，好不好？我觉得这段圣经很重要，对我们基督徒往前走，这段圣经是很重要的一段圣经。
So let's read it together. Sure.
那我们要我们一起来念好了。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他死吗？
All who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried therefore with him through baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away, that so we should no longer be in bondage to sin. For he that has died is justified from sin. But if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more. Death no more has some dominion over him. For the death that he died unto sin once, but the life that he liveth unto God. Even so, reckon you also yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you shall obey the lust thereof, neither present your members unto sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourself unto God as alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
必将肢体做义的器具献给神。好，这段圣经哈，那不知道弟兄姐妹读的怎么样？那我以前读实在是不知道这段话是讲什么意思。
In the past when I read this passage, I didn't understand this.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有这种感觉？有的圣经是你看了，有的看了你就懂了。
Some passages in the Bible when you read it, you will understand right away.
有的圣经是你看了好像一百遍，不知道它讲什么意思。
And there are certain passages where you read it 100 times and you still don't quite get exactly what it's saying.
那这段圣经我觉得我看了至少100遍以上，就是很多年以来。
So through the years, I read this passage many, many times.
那我一直求主让我能够比较清楚知道这段话到底怎样讲什么意思。
And I asked him to help me to understand exactly what he means here.
这边在第三节这边有讲到受洗的另外意思啊。
So here it speaks of another aspect in regards to baptism.
岂不知的受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
那我想两个礼拜前刚好朱弟兄提到这件圣经，我以为他也要分享这一段，还好他讲得很快就过去了。
So, two weeks ago, a brother also shared about this passage, and luckily he passed over and didn't quite share all of it.
我以为朱弟兄讲完，那我就没有什么好讲了。
I thought that maybe if he shared all about it, then I have nothing more to share.
好，不管这段圣经，我想对我们很重要。
But this passage, this verse is very important to us.
因为这段圣经一开始讲到，我们受洗是归入主耶稣基督的死。
Here it starts right off saying that our baptism is into his death.
那我想我们，我不知道弟兄姐妹感觉怎么样，我觉得我很活啊，我怎么会有什么死的呢？
I don't know what you feel, but I feel very alive. So how do we enter into this death?
那但是这边有几句话，第五节他说。我们要在他死的形状上与他联合，要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So in verse 5 it says that we become united with him in the likeness of his death, and we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我想受浸带领主耶稣跟我们讲有一段很重要的意思，就是我们这个人不仅仅是见证，而且这个见证是延续，是代表我们这个人能够在主里面死，在主里面能够复活。
So the baptism is a testimony, but not only so, but it is also that we die in Christ, but also resurrect in Him.
那这个到底是什么意思？什么叫主里面死，什么里面活啊？
And what does it mean to be united with Him in His death and also resurrection?
不知道弟兄姐妹读这段有没有疑问？我那时候我以前一直弄我脑袋，我说是什么意思啊？什么主死里头活？
And as I read in the past, I question on what it means.
我相信啊，这段圣经实在是需要那个我个人啊，尤其弟兄姐妹比如领悟很高很多的，我个人觉得这段圣经实在是需要那个主世人智慧启示灵啊，能够开启我们。
So I think we really need the Spirit of Revelation, God, the Holy Spirit to reveal this unto us.
因为我们如果看中文的话，看不大出来，这一面的那个时态的问题，就是那个。
So in the Chinese, it's very difficult to understand the tense, the verbiage here.
但是如果你看英文的话，就是看出来，它事实上已经讲到一件事情，就是讲到这件事情事实上是已经发生的。
So in the English, it's a past perfect tense. It's already completed.
譬如说你第一节，他说第三节，就说受洗归入基督耶稣人是受洗归入他的死吗？岂不知我们受洗归入基督耶稣人是受洗归入他的死吗？
So verse 3 says we who were baptized into Christ.
他这边刚刚弟兄版本跟我这边不一样，不过他这边讲用 were 就是你知道是过去式，那我这边的版本是 have been baptized， 就代表已经这件事情事实上是已经发生了。
And basically stating that this has already happened and completed.
这件事情事实上就是讲说当主耶稣基督2000年前挂在十字架上的时候，我们那时候事实上与主一同进入了死，一同进入埋葬，一同进入复活。
So as he hung on the cross 2,000 years ago, it was at that time we enter into the death with him, and but also into the resurrection.
这张纸在圣经里面，这张圣经里面，如果今天我在家，他就跟我在家，因为我带了圣经走，这张纸也在圣经，我们这个张纸就好像代表我们。我们这个带着圣经来到教堂，那这个圣经的纸也是跟着来，我们也跟着他在里面。所以呢，我们2000年前我们信主，我们就在主的里面。
So, the analogy here is this piece of paper in the Bible. So if for example, if we're the piece of paper and we're in this Bible, then wherever the Bible is, then the piece of the paper is with that Bible. So in our Lord's case, that we were baptized with him 2,000 years, baptized in his death 2,000 years ago.
所以说按照主的话来讲呢，其实我们在主的里面呢，我们的旧人已经跟他同钉十字架，也跟他也被已经与他同钉十字架了。
So the old has already been baptized with him. Has already been crucified with him.
所以说，我想这句话在我们看一下第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
第六节这边讲到的时候有一句话，所以说他说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this that our old man was crucified with him, and the body of sin might be done away.
Yeah, 这边就讲到说我们的旧人
，the old self。
这边也是在英文看，你也看出来，它是一个过去式。
And here is also in the past tense.
然后使罪身灭绝,
so that our bodies of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves. And so verse 6 started off saying, knowing this. And verse 9 also says, knowing this.
就是想说我们在主面前是要需要天,
So it means to say to us that we know these things have already happened.
就是我们这个旧人在主的里面已经死了。
That our old self is already dead in Christ.
然后呢，我们跟主，我们这个人能够跟主在第九节能够知道我们主耶稣基督从死里复活，死里复活，我们也跟着主一起复活。
Sorry, it's rather it's our old self is dead, but we are alive in Christ.
所以呢，在第 这边第六节，我们再回到第六节来看。第六节这边有讲到有几个东西，这边有讲到一个，第一个是讲到旧人 ，old self.
Verse six, the first is the old man or the old self.
然后第二个是讲到说讲到罪
，and the second speaks of the body of sin.
我们不再做罪的奴仆，那个罪。然后第三个讲到罪身
，and lastly speaks of the bondage of sin.
所以呢，按照主的话来讲呢，我们这个旧人已经死了。
So according to his word, the old man is dead.
然后呢，因此我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为罪已经死，因为我们的旧人死了，那我们的这个sinful nature，就是我们的罪性，没有办法再带领我们这个旧人，然后做罪的动作。
So because the old man was already dead, there's no sinful nature that would lead us into sin and to be slaves of sin.
所以呢，这边好像看起来有点那个。 我不晓得大家弟兄姐妹觉得，我觉得这句话常常需要主的光照在我们里面。
I don't know how you feel, but I feel this. We often need His light to shine upon this and to clarify this for us.
然后我最后再分享一点，就是十一节，他是讲说，因此呢，你们也当看罪，看自己是死的。第十一节，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
And verse 11 says, therefore you should consider yourself to be dead to sin.
在向神，在基督里看自己是活的。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus.
那这边就谈到了，就是说第十一节这个看啊，就我不知道你的English version 是，哦，consider，他这边用consider，就是我想弟兄们也分享过，这个看就是算哈，计算的意思，就是想要counting那个。
So basically, if you want to account for this, to reckon.
那所以说我们第一点要，我们这边看到，我想我再讲一点就好。那就因为这个有点那个需要启示，我想需要我们神的启示在我们身面前，需要神的启示在我们身面前。So
first is that we need His revelation beforehand.
第二个呢，就是讲到第一节，你要算这个算呢，事实上就是神这个事情已经成就了。
So what you need to reckon this, which means that this has already been done.
因此呢，我们神既然是成就，是在神面前的一个事实。
And therefore, since it's completed, it is a reality before reality before God.
我们就必须以信心来接受这样的事实。
And therefore, it is by our faith that we accept this or acknowledge this reality.
我举例子啊，就是说，譬如说你，我们信主的时候，有基督徒跟我们讲说，就是。
So after we come to know Him, so you know, by the Bible and other Christians, they say that we're created by God.
那你在没有信主的时候，你觉得这很难相信的事情。
So prior to you coming to believe in Him, this is something very difficult for you to acknowledge.
当那个神的光启示你之后，
and when His after His light shines upon you.
你就觉得神创造人是一个很就是没有什么问题的事情。
And you will come to realize that God, the creation of man by God, is something very natural for you to accept.
因为你的脑袋好像还过不去。
Even though perhaps there are certain things that sort of prevent you from acknowledging completely in your brain.
但是你的心已经接受了。
But your heart has fully accepted this fact.
所以这段话来讲说，事实上就是讲说，我们虽然脑袋好像过不去。
So this verse basically says that it's hard for us to understand from our mind, from our brain perspective.
但是呢，我们的心能够愿意因着主的信心，赐给我们信心，我们能够愿意接受他的话。But
this is something that we're willing to accept in faith.
因为如果我们的旧人不死呢，那我们在我们身上，我们就一直不断的还是我们那种老样子在我们身上。
And if the old man does not died and will continue in our old ways.
那我们还是好像受浸之前受浸之后好像没有很大的分别。
So then, therefore, before baptism, after baptism would be almost the same.
所以我们又有时候会遇到，好像我们看到一些，对基督徒讲说，我们看你这个样，我也信不下去。
And sometimes maybe people say to you that, seeing you as a Christian, it's very difficult for me to also come in.
为什么呢？因为这个我们在里面的那个魂的生命，没有主的话还没有让我们能够看见。
Because the life of the flesh is in us, and it's difficult to see the word of God from us.
我想我那个画了一点点图啊，可能不大好看，不过大家忍受一下。
So I have a slide here.
那个这个图就是当我们在你没相信主之前，在神来看都是就是一个罪人啊，就是一团黑。
So before we come to know the Lord, this entire circle would just be a pitch black. Just one single thing that's black.
因为灵是死的。
Because the soul is dead.
好，那我们看下一章。
And this one.
下一章就是当我们信主的时候呢，神的生命进入到我们的灵里面来。
So we see here that His Spirit, Holy Spirit, enters into us.
这个灵，我们的灵就活起来了。
And therefore, our soul is revived.Our spirit is right.
我们的灵就活了。那但是我们事实上知道，我们这个人有三个部分了。
So we know that there's three parts of us.
然后我们第一个部分是灵，没有，还没有，还回来。第一个是灵，第二个是魂，第三个是我们的身体。
The first is the spirit, the soul, and the body.
当我们信主的时候呢，其实我们的灵活了，可是我们的魂啊，还没有，还有需要很多的拯救。
So, when we come to know Him, when we're born again, the spirit is revived.
那你知道，在这个我们这个魂里，我们这个魂里面啊，就是我们刚才圣经第罗马书第六章所讲的。我们看下一个。所以另外第二章里面有讲到三个，我们刚才提到，第一个是讲到旧人，第二个讲到罪性，第三个讲到罪身。
So the first speaks of the old man, then the sinful nature, and then the body.
那按照如果我们这个旧人没死的话，那就是罪性，就是我们里面的那个罪的本性，它仍然指导我们这个旧人在我们的魂里面，然后我们继续做这个我们原本就做的事，照样发脾气啊。好，如果说你照样发脾气，然后照样呢做你觉得不该做的事，你照样做。
So with the sinful nature and old man, we are angry sometimes. We continue to do things that are wrong, and we continue to sin.
我们看一下，那按照主在马太福音第六章的话，就是主的十字架，因着我们旧人与他同定是十字架，所以我们旧人已经同定了，所以旧人已经死了。
So by the Lord's cross, on the cross that the old man was dead, was crucified with Christ.
所以呢，这个罪性呢，就达不到我们的罪身来。
So basically sever the connection between sin and the body.
所以主耶稣基督救法在十字架第二个工作就是让我们的罪人死。
The work is also to crucify the old man here.
这不是让罪性死哦，大家我们注意到罪性跟这个救人呢还是不一样的。
So when the old man was crucified, then sin also was severed, and these are two different parts.
所以我们一直到见主面，这个罪性仍然在我们里面。
So the sinful nature continues to be with us until we see Christ.
因此到我们见主面的时候。
Until we see Christ.
那但是我们旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
But our old self is already crucified with Christ.
OK, 我们往下看一张。所以呢，按照主的话来讲呢，就是圣灵带领我们的魂，就是我们的心思、我们的意志、我们的情感。
And so the spirit will lead our souls, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions.
然后达到我们外面来，达到我们体。
And then to extend outwardly towards our body.
所以最后我想应该最后的所以说按照主的话来讲，我们基督徒在主面前得救之后，我们灵得救了，但是我们的魂也需要得救。
So in Christ our spirit is saved, but also our soul needs to be saved.
我们的魂事实上呢，神已经做了那拯救的工作。
So our Lord has already done the work of salvation.
然后就一直达到我们外面来。
And to continue on to reach our body.
那这个魂呢，我刚才我想最后提到这一点，然后我们就往下走。这个魂的那个得救呢，我们按照主的话来讲的话， 旧人与他一定同钉十字架。
So, the old, in regards to the soul, the old man is also crucified with Christ.
这是一个客观的一个真理啊。
This is a truth.
Objective
truth.
但是呢，在我们主观来上，主观的经历来讲，我们好像觉得这好像，好像没有感受到。
So subjectively speaking, this is something perhaps we don't feel we have experienced.
因为我们觉得我们里面的肉体还是常常在，让我们去做一些主不喜悦的事情。
And because we feel that oftentimes our body continues to do things that are wrong.
就像那个罗马书第七章讲啊，就是立志行善由得我，好，我们跟弟兄祷告，但是行出来由不得我。
And so, just as a brother prayed that we want to do the right thing, but oftentimes we don't.
那这是事实上，这主在在他跟门徒讲，他讲了这一句话，他说：“若有人要跟从我，要背起自己十字架来跟从我。”
And so our Lord said to his disciples that if anyone wants to follow me, then they should bear their cross and follow.
因此，我们在主面前哈，就是我们有客观的那个事实在那个地，有客观事实在。
So on one aspect, we have the objective truth.
那我们如何在经历上能够经历到这件事情呢？
So how do we enter into this? How do we experience this?
那我们必须在，我想不用再看那段圣经，在十二节有讲到说要把我们自己献给神。
Verse 12, it says that therefore, that we should give ourselves to God.
然后呢，让圣灵带领我们这个人。
And so that the Holy Spirit may lead us.
圣灵会让我们，主耶稣讲啊，圣灵带我们进入一切的真理。
So the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth.
让我们如果愿意，我们把我们自己献给神，让我们这个人能够在主观的经历上，能够摸着找那客观的事实。
So that we can follow Him and that. Through this objective truth that we may experience him.
所以说就是我举个例子哈，就是譬如说你这个人啊，很容易发脾气。
For example, you're quick to anger.
哦，那个当你要发脾气的时候啊，里面蠢蠢欲动。
And we're angry. There's a struggle.
其实我相信很多的时候，主的灵已经跟你讲了，你这时候要看主。
So I think perhaps when that happens, God's Spirit will talk to you to say to you to watch out.
当你要这样子就发出来的时候，你的眼睛要看着主。我再强调是，你的眼睛要看主。
So when you're about to be angry, I think He will speak to you and perhaps want you to.
就像我们这次在那个特会。
To gaze at Him.
就像我们这次特会在希伯来书讲的，就是我们眼睛要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Just like in Hebrews says that we should gaze our eyes upon the God who the Lord who created.
我想有很简单的祷告，主啊，我不行，我要发出来了。
Perhaps we can do it through a simple prayer that Lord, I'm going to be angry here.
求你救我。
Please save me.
我相信很多时候主马上做这样的工作。
I think often many times God will do this.
我记得那个我以前跟那个Isaac。就是爸爸以前有些常常有一些灵面交通啊。
So I think I used to share with Isaac's dad in the past.
他以前跟我讲过一件事，他也讲过，他讲说啊，他说我有时候常常会在脑袋里面，我每个人都有的，会常常有一些那个不好意念会跑进来，当然没有，我想一定每个人都有。
So I think some, he said that oftentimes there are these thoughts that come into our mind.
我有时候是怨恨啊，或是恼怒啊，或是比如说邪荡啊，这些事情跑进来。
Whether it's anger or hatred or any of these, these type of things that comes into our mind.
我以前田振中弟兄跟我讲，他就跟我分享，他说我马上回到主面来。
And he would say that I would turn towards God right away.
他说主啊，你求你帮助我去掉。
And so then he would pray, say, Lord, please help and take away these things.
就让我们这些念头就还没有成为一个一个慢慢慢慢越来越深的时候，我们就出去了。
But so even while there were thoughts to stop them in their tracks and to keep them out.
我想这就是我们弟兄跟我们提到，就是让我们的主，我们仰望我们的主，让这些主已经主的圣主的生命已经胜过这一切，我们只要在主的里面。住在主里面，这很多事情我们就能够慢慢慢慢的去掉。
So we can overcome this if only we're to dwell in Him and to hold on to Him.
因为我想这就是主在每一天跟我们讲说，你要背起我的十字架来跟从我。
And this is just like he said that we shall bear our cross and follow him.
我想时间不是很多，我往下快点讲其他方面。那我想我们刚才讲到说，我们死事实上是与主已经同死了。我们已在主里面，主已经在2000年前我们就跟主已经死。
So we already stated that we shared in his crucifixion.
所以呢，然后我们与主同死，我们愿意在信心上领受。
And we died with him, and we're willing to receive in the spirit.
我们愿意能够把我们自己这个人献给主。
And we're willing to give ourselves to him.
我们愿意圣灵带领我们。
And we're willing for the Holy Spirit to guide us.
这其实就是事实上我们在那个，你知道我们最近这两年哈，我们那个青少年聚会在查那个，正常基督徒生活。
So the youth fellowship, the youth have been studying a normal Christian life that.
就是倪弟兄在林月松所倪拓森弟兄所写的这本书。
So this is written by Brother Lee.
那事实上它里面有的重点啊，有几个重点就是我们刚才所提的。
So these are several points that were mentioned.
所以说，如果你有青少年在我们当中，你不知道他们这两年在读些什么，他就是我们就是在读这本书，就是倪拓森弟兄的正常基督徒生活。
So this is what we've been studying for the last 2 years.
那我想我们再往下走，就是说我们在死的方面，我们在圣经上有看到有三个方面。第一个就是讲到说我们要对世界死，第二个是讲到对罪死，第三个是讲到我们对己死。
So in regards to the death, there are three aspects. The first is to be dead towards the world, towards ourselves and towards sin.
那在对世界来讲，对世界，第一个是世界哈，我讲快一点，然后因为事实上还想讲另外一点。那对世界的话，就是圣经讲说第六。加拉太书第六章第十四节。
So in regards to death to the world, we could look at Galatians chapter 6.
他这边讲说，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。加拉太书第六章十四节。
May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
那世界是什么意思？世界是什么意思啊？
What does it mean, the world?
那我想世界不是说在我们看见这个外面的花和草。
I don't think we're, it's the, you know, the flowers and the bees on the outside.
世界是讲到说在这个外面这个世界呢，有一个意识形态或者一种力量抓着我们从原本在主里面那个地位跑出来。
So this world is speaking of this power that grabs hold of us and so that we're, that takes us away from the Lord.
你看，就像最近啊，最近世界上流行一些什么东西
？So what are some recent fads？
最近青少年好像流行一个那个叫什么Pokemon Go。
So recently, I guess all the kids are playing Pokemon Go。
哦，我想不仅是那个，我看有人是有拿的走，那电视也报道。
So people are playing, and it's also on TV。
然后那个连我们公司都内部发出这个警告的 email 出来。
So even work is sending out emails.
因为我们公司有很多那个员工在外面工作。
I think we have many workers, co-workers who are working outside.
在上面那个修电线的时候，然后在玩那个东西。
So for example, if they're fixing some electrical connection up on the wire, then they're playing the game.
他就从电线杆上掉下来。
And they fell off.
欸，真的，我们公司就发这样 email 说，请大家不要玩这个 Pokemon Go.
So the work sent an email, the company sent out an email.
世界上一个常常在流行一件事情，一下流行。比如说，我们不知道大家有没有发现，我们以前电话就是那个最基本电话的时候，我们用可以用好几年的。
So in the past, we have the very basic phones that we can use for many years.
但是我们现在的电话就是每年一新啊，就是每年都有新的出来。
And now we have, you know, every year there's a new phone coming out.
哦，譬如说，不管是 iPhone 啊，或是其他的电话公司，就是今年是 iPhone 17要出来。
So, you know, we have different iPhone versions coming out. There's one.
哦，每年都新的。事实上，你旧的 iPhone 可不可以用？其实可以用的。
You can still use the old one, but they always have a new one coming out.
但是这就是一个潮流，就是抓了我们往旁边走。
And this is the fact that this is the world that's grabbing hold of us. And
你看外面那个外面那个销售东西啊，好像有时候有大的那个 sale， 我们的心就会动。
For example, we have a sale. There's many, many sales out there, and you know, we want to go and buy stuff.
那我女儿跟我讲说这个, 哎呀, 你看今天上面有 on sale啊。
So my daughter will often tell me, look here, there's another sale here.
我跟我女儿讲啊, 这个是天天都有 on sale。
And I tell my daughter, there's always a sale. There's sale
你超想买的, 你又被心抓住的话, 你每天都想买。
If you want to buy something, you will want to buy something every single day.
这就是世界让我们抓着我们往我们主里面地位往外走。
And this is the world grabbing hold of us.
我们实在是就像我们刚才所讲的, 主已经为我们做成了，我们能够仰望我们的主, 让我们的心能够摆在主的里面。
So he has already completed, did all this, and he just wants us to rely upon him.
那是说就是说，就好像说，那是不是我们这个人就必须好像离开世界，不看。 不看新闻啊，也不看任何的电视啊，是不是这个意思呢？
So does it mean that we need to leave this world, not look at the news, not look at, not do not watch TV and so forth?
我想不是的，因为你看那个以色列民啊，出埃及的时候，虽然他们已经离开了埃及，埃及代表世界，但是埃及的心还在他里面。So
even though if we look at the Israelites when they exited Egypt, Egypt representing the world, the desire of the world is still in their hearts.
你看他遇到一些任何困难的时候，他想：哎呀，这个埃及还有大蒜啊，葱啊，可以包饺子啊。他心还在埃及。So
when they're faced with a difficult situation, they still think of remember Egypt and all the good things they had over there.
所以你如果就算是像中古时代，把自己包在一个城堡里面。 可你心还在这个世界上，那要怎么用呢？
So even if you were to lock yourself away in a castle somewhere, but your heart is still in the world, and what, you know, how does it help?
所以呢，我们对世界的看法是，我们虽然在这里面，但是让世界对我们的影响没有影响。So
our perspective is that even though we are in the world, but may the world not have any impact on us.
我意思说，我们仍然是可以买你的手机。 仍然可以看你的新闻，但是让这些事情不抓走我们的在主面前的心。So
we can continue to buy our phone and watch the news, but may these things not take hold of our lives.
然后第二个是讲到罪哈，那第二我讲快，第二个他讲到罪，罪的话有讲到说，罗马书第六章第十节，他死是像罪死了，只有一次，他活的是像活的。So
Romans chapter 6.
10.
For in that he has died, he has died to sin once for all. But in that he lives to God.
我想在罪的话，弟兄姐妹比较了解。那我想我就讲快一点。那罪的话，事实上，我们感谢主，我们相信主之后呢，主在我们里面有一个敏锐的良心在我们身上。So
he gives us a conscience.
所以呢，我们对罪呢就很有敏感。
So we're sensitive to sin.
有些事情呢，你在主里面一个不平安在里面，你就知道主不喜悦这些事情。So
when you have a discomfort or when you're sensitive to the sin, you know that God does not like sin.
那我想大家例子也很清楚，我记得上次之前有提过那个宋干弟兄，他这边做受浸见证的时候，还讲到他在超级市场里面不小心。 好像是不小心破弄一个优格的纸还是怎么样，但是主提醒他，就算是破，他也让他去付钱。So
our brother shared that when he was in the supermarket, one of the someone who was baptized was sharing that when he was in the supermarket, and even though he broke the yogurt container a little bit, but he needed to take the yogurt and go pay for it.
Yeah, 我是觉得说，其实我们，其实我自己有这样心理，想这个经历事实上是不仅我们信主一年两年，事实上一直到我们信主20年、30年，一直应该是对罪应该是有很高的敏感性。So
whether it's a year or two that we come to, we trusted in him, or 10-20 years, we need to continue to be sensitive to sin.
我记得最近发生这件事情就是，有自己发生我身上，我到有一次到那个 ShopRite 去买东西啊。
So I remember I went to ShopRite to buy something.
我就是因为我只要吃那个 potato chips, 要吃那个洋芋片。So
I wanted to buy some potato chips.
那我就先放一袋在我这个篮子里。So
I placed something in my shopping cart.
后来我想说应该买两罐那个 spring water, 就是那个蒸馏水。And
I wanted to grab some spring water.
我就这样随手一拿，就这样一放下，哇，就把那个。 他都那个 chips 就一打哇破个洞了，砰！ 就破洞了。
So when I was grabbing the spring water, I broke the bag on the trip.
我想你们看到我那个我一般人做法就是破了放回去，拿个新的再放回来。
So normally you probably put it back and grab another bag.
后来也有声音说，说你把这新的放回去，把那个再拿回来。
So in my heart there was a voice that says, put it back and grab a new one.
我说呀，我已经推了走了，这里面有声音都说你再把那个放回来，所以我就只好再回去。再把那个破洞再放回来，再把这个新的放回去。
And then as I was walking away, and then there's another voice that says, "Take the one that was broken, take that back, and put the new one back on the shelf."
所以我想主在不管我们信主多少年，主在我们身上对任何的事情，主在里面会带领我们。
So I think the Lord in all things He would remind us.
然后第三个是那个我们对于己，要带领带领我们到一个死的地步哦。
So the last is how is ourselves, how to bring our old self to death.
那己的话，其实可以分享很多，但是时间不多。那我先把圣经念一下哈。那在加拉太书第五章二十四节，加拉太书Galatians 5:24，要这样子。凡属耶稣基督人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
So Galatians chapter 5:24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with his passion and desire.
那我们刚才讲到说，那旧人是代表我们这一切在主面前已经相信主的，已经旧人已经被钉在十字架上了。
So the old man is already crucified to the cross.
但是我们的肉体就我们的魂生命，在主面前要主的经历在我们里面不断不断的。能够经历主这样的一个事实。
And so we need to continue to experience our Lord continuously.
Experience His truth.
Experience the truth.
因为按照主的话，因为我们常常觉得主说是的，我们已经死了，但是呢，我觉得我里面肉体很活哎。
So oftentimes we feel that we may say to the Lord, I feel I'm already dead, but sorry, the Lord says that we may be dead.Our old self is dead, but we feel alive.
我们知道那个我们看那个网络啊，你看三十分钟就可以了。可是你就一直看，就是往下看。
When surfing the web, it's enough that we get on it for 30 minutes, but we just continue keep going.
我们有时候平常读圣经，也许读到12点就很困，睡着了。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we read up to 12 o'clock, and then we get very tired, and we just.
但是我们如果有时候看韩剧啊。看三点、四点、五点还继续看了。
But we're watching TV or watching a TV series, we just keep on watching.
这就是我们这个肉体的生命，还是好像觉得很活啊！主啊，明知道不应该看，还是怎么往下看
？So this is our sinful our nature is still alive, and we can we know we shouldn't be doing continue to watch it, but we continue to do that.
我想主要在借圣灵天天带领我们在走这样的道路。
And so the Lord, we need the Holy Spirit to lead us to walk.This way on a daily basis.
那我想在有很简单的例子，这个肉体哦，你们大家会觉得说，尤其肉体很多不好的方面，我们很容易知道。比如说我刚刚提到有这个纷争啊，比如说更多教会有很多的纷争，分小团体，然后互相控告。
So in Galatians we talk about there's there's Corinthians church they're struggling within the church and they're divided into division and they're fighting with each other in the church.
但是呢，事实上在肉体面呢，我们觉得好像在人的看有些也蛮不错的。
So in our old self's view, it seems that it's, some of these things are not so bad.
我举个例子啊，你看这个大家很熟悉的，这个就是你在主耶稣基督上十字架的时候呢，他主耶稣跟门徒讲，我要上十字架，对不对
？So when the Lord was crucified, he told the disciples he was going to be crucified.
那但是呢，你看那个彼得啊，主啊，你万万不可。
So Peter says to the Lord, that cannot be.
就所以从他从彼得他这个己的方面来讲，他是觉得我们来外面看也蛮不错的嘛。他主要死，他当然不死，那这蛮好的。
And so maybe for ourselves view, that it's if he wants to die, he can die go. You know, he shouldn't die.
但是呢, 在肉体面, 事实上呢, 在这好, 看得好的部分, 但是如果, 但是在神来看呢, 这一切都不符合, 主的心意, 这一切都是不, 还是不合主的。
So in our God, in God's will, in His plan, this is something He needs to die. So telling Him not to die is something that's wrong.
就好像那个在那个, 我再举一个例子, 就好像在那个, 另外大家弟兄姐妹的熟悉, 就是说在旧约里面有个扫罗王嘛。
So another example is in Old Testament, there's Saul.
那神的旨意是说你要把所有一切你抓到的人要从头到尾全部杀掉。
For example, he in one of the battles, he said, the Lord said, you know, everything that you capture, you need to completely destroy.
但是呢，看到里面有很多好的一牛，好的羊，哎，他想要留下来。And
so he saw that there were many cattle and sheep that were good, and you know, so he wanted to keep them.
这就是我们就肉体面，你觉得好像还不错，可是呢，在神的眼光看，这也要被神所对付。
In the flesh, it may not appear so bad, but this is something that God also wants to deal with.
那神会在我们的生命之中安排。 各个样样的事情，让我们经历这十字架的功课。So
in our lives, he will give us many. There will be many times where he will deal with our old self.
也许在你的学校里面，也许在你的工作之中，主会安排一些事情，让你经历神，让我们这个己受到对付。So
whether it's at work or at home or in school. There will be circumstances where our flesh needs will be dealt with.
那有的时候也许这个旁边就是你最亲近的人，也许就你知道你能够经历十字架的功课。So
even the people who are closest to us will experience the work of the cross.
我最近读一个小故事，我觉得蛮有趣的，跟我们这个蛮有关系的。他说。 他说你为什么结婚呢？要选个好日子呢？
So for example, someone asked why do you need to pick a good day when you get married?
因为你结婚以后就没有好日子了。Because
after you get married, you don't have any more good times.
因为你结婚之后，你就要适应另外一个人。Because
after you get married, you need to live with someone else. You need to serve another person.
You'll experience something from the other person. 就是说我们必须要适应，就是有一个不同的人在我们旁边。
You will need to get comfortable with a different person.
那这个人事实上，你让你的己啊，有时候就不舒服啊。And
so this will cause yourself to be to not be too comfortable.
你比如说，你每天都睡很晚起来。For
example, if you like to sleep in late.
你老公每天6点钟起来。
And if your spouse wakes up at 6 in
the morning,
and he can wake you up,
你就会觉得很苦啊,
and this will be a struggle for you.
但是呢，主让我们在这很多的环境里面，让我们经历，让我们这个人能够因着主带领我们更像主，让我们的魂生命能够得拯救。
So may in our experience, in these type of experiences, may he help us to come.
让他复活的生命在我们里面能够长成。
And may his resurrected life also come to fruition in us.
好，那我想最后一例子讲到关于这方面的话，就是我这次回台湾，就是有看到就是我父亲的那个丧礼哈，我们要选个日子。So
this time when I went back to Taiwan, we need to pick a day for my father's funeral.
那我弟就问我是哪一天比较好。So
my brother asked me what's a good day for this.
我说只要是那个台湾的。 地方那个主持安息聚会的弟兄，他有时间，还有殡仪馆的时间，我们就 OK 了。So
I said, you know, as long as people have time and it's okay, fits in the schedule, then that'll be okay.
哦，那结果我们那天结束之后呢，那我就坐车子，因为我没车在台湾，我就坐到我那个表弟他开车。他说：“那个，他说哥哥，你知不知道今天按照这个。” 那台湾叫什么历啊？他明历吧？他说今天不是好日子。So
I was driving in a car and someone mentioned that. Do you know that today is that day is not a good day according to some calendar?
他说化学啊，今天都没有道教的来。道的英文怎么讲？就是有那个 special degree 民间宗教 is special.
So there's another some religious thing going on.
因为他说在那个明历上这不是好的。
So it's not a good day.
但是呢, 我跟他讲, 感谢主啊, 在基督里面, 每天都是好日子。
So I reply and say, in Christ, every day is a good day.
我们因着主耶稣基督复活生命在我们面, 我们已经脱去了在世上的一切的这些, 好像风俗啊, 这些的, 一些的教条, 绑住我们。
So because we're in Christ, we're free from all these superstitions 我们在, or religious doctrines and so forth. And because we're freed in Christ.
那个在后来我阿姨哦，她跟我讲，哦，她后来不是她跟我表弟讲，后来她表弟跟我讲的，她说她说她那个这个她的婆家，她婆家是信那个佛教的嘛，她说她婆婆去世的时候。 哇，非常非常的多的那个佛教的那个仪式啊。
So somebody's wife said that when their mother-in-law passed away, they had a lot of ceremony.
他说有东西你不能碰，那有的地方你不能看。
There are certain things you can't touch, there are certain things you can't see.
他搞得精疲力尽，而且很一面很没有很不舒服啊。
And it was a struggle because there were so many things and it wasn't a good experience.
后来他跟我表弟，他说：“哎呦，他说我以后还是考虑，还是相信基督好了，相信耶稣好了。”
So they said that, you know, maybe in the future I should consider.
因为实在太多这种人的教条、人的那个习惯抓的我们每一个人。
So there are a lot of these things that are sort of grab hold of us.
感谢主耶稣，主赐福的生命在我们身上，让我们今天在地上。 虽然在地,
so thank the Lord that today, although we're here in on earth, but we still can enjoy His heavenly
blessing.好，没有时间。我想最后的分三分钟讲。最后，我想把分享讲一个题目，就是讲到说，在受浸还最后一个意义，就是讲到说，在我在我读真理里面还有一个意义，就是在第在哥林多前书第十二章第十二节。 12节13节
So the last point is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，并且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴，是自主，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐喻一位圣灵。
The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and through though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ.
所以这边您看到第十三节啊，这边讲到说，我们不拘是什么样的人，我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。And
so here it says that because no matter where what who we are, or that we are all baptized into the same body.
我们刚才讲到说，我们是我们个人在主面前的一个见证也好，一个在主面前十字架的道路也好。
So whether it's a testimony or the path of the cross.
但是呢，我想在主的心里面呢，一个很重要的，主是要一个团体的见证。
So what he desires is a testimony of the single body.
所以我们受浸之后呢，
the corporate body.
也许有些人觉得，我已经受洗啦，教会也不差我一个，那我就平常就我也很忙。
So some people may feel that you know, I've been baptized and I'm already part of a believer, then maybe I could take it easy on Sunday mornings and not have to show up sometimes.
但是我们学的实在知道说，圣那个教会事实上是神的一个很重要的一个心意在他身上。
The church is something that is very important in God's plan.
也正求主让我们眼睛能够打开，我们能够来到教会，能够敬拜主，能够与弟兄姐妹在一起，这是一个神特别的恩典。So
it's a blessing that He gives us the opportunity to be here, to be with the brothers and sisters.
因为神主所要的是一个荣耀的教会。What
He desires, He desires a glorious. Church.
我们个人在主面前见证是一个方面，但是在主面前一个团体的见证是另外一个更，我觉得事实上是一个更重要的。So
our personal testimony is very important, but our corporate testimony is equal.
那我时间没有，那我相信主在这个时间里面不断的要带领在团体之中的弟兄姐妹彼此之间的建造。
So my time is up, but I want to. So may he help us to edify each other in the body.
然后我想提一下，你知道那个主耶稣在马太福音十六章，他讲说，我要将我的教会建立在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
So he says that he shall build his church upon this rock, and that the power of Hades shall not overcome it.
这是在主耶稣要上十字架之前很明显讲的一句话。
And this is something that our Lord said before he went to the cross.
那你看在启示录第二章第三章里面，主耶稣在是在七个灯台之中行走的那一位。
So if you see in Revelations, our Lord is the one who walks among the seven lampstands.
然后事实上在你看在启示录在末了的时候，就讲到一个婚宴嘛。 讲到一个 wedding， 就讲。And
so on the in the end, it talks about a wedding banquet.
好，在一个婚宴里面是讲到主耶稣基督跟他的心腹。And
so the it speaks of our Lord and His bride.
因此，在末了，你看，我们读一本书嘛，你就知道说末了是很重要的。So
when we read the Bible, we know that the end is very important.
那末了里面，他讲到是一个婚礼。And
the end it speaks of a wedding.
是讲到主耶稣基督跟他心腹，就是那个。
It speaks of our Lord and the bride, which is the church. May we seek after the Lord in our personal experience. And may we pursue Him corporately. And so we stop here.
May
he lead us in his word.
Yeah, cheers. Oh, there you go.